नाम्ना प्रेम सदा निरस्त कोकं सत्यम परं धीमहि
नाम्ना प्रेम सदा निरस्त कोकं सत्यम परं धीमहि
So, next thing on.
Janamadi asyaya tonya vitaratasya akesu avijanasvarat
Sanghari apyayato anyad sarasya tachu avijya swarat.
Ganamadi yasyadato anyad sarasya tachu avijya swarat.
Jene brahma hidaya ajitaraye muyanti asturayaha.
Jene brahma hidaya ajitaraye muyanti asturayaha.
Deyo bari nidamyata nirvayo yasra chitato mesha.
Deyo bari nidamyata nirvayo yasra chitato mesha.
Samya sena sada nirasa sultan satyam param dhimahi.
Sena sada nirasa hukam samna dhimahi.
Any guards?
About whom?
Suraya.
Suraya.
Great sages in Dhanika.
Eja. Fire.
Vari.
Water.
Medam. Earth. Jata. As much as. Vinimaya. Action and react. Yatra. Whereupon. Sri Sarga. Sri Moses creation. Creative faculty. Omrisha. Almost factual. Dhamma. Along with all transcendental paraphernalia. Sena. Self-sufficiency. Sada.
Always.
Nirasta. Negation by absence. Kuhakam. Illusion. Satyam. Truth. Param. Absolute. Dhimahi. How do you meditate? Translation. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Sri Krishna, the son of Vasudeva, who is the supreme, all-pervading personality of Godhead. I meditate upon him, the transcendent reality, who is the primable cause of all causes, from whom all manifested universes arise, in whom they dwell, and by whom they are destroyed. I meditate upon that eternally effulgent Lord, who is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and yet is beyond them. It is he only who first imparted Vedic knowledge unto the heart of Brahma, the first created being. Through him this world, like a mirage, appears real, even to great sages and demigods. Because of him, the material universes, created by the three modes of nature, appear to be factual, although they are unreal. I meditate, therefore, upon him, the absolute truth, who is eternally existent in his transcendental abode, and who is forever free of illusion.
That verse is offering his obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Vasudeva. Vasudeva means the son of Vasudeva. In the leader of the impersonalists, namely Shankaracharya, he has accepted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. People may not misunderstand. That's why we give identification by giving the name of father, mother. Similarly, Krishna's identification is that he is son of Vasudeva or son of Nanda Maharaj, friend of Sridham Sudham, lover of Radharani. In so many ways, he has got hundreds and thousands of names. So, people who protest that God cannot have any name, they say that God cannot have any name. Yes, we agree to that. God cannot have any name, for God has so many names, how he will address it. But the pastor says that he has got many names, but the chief name is Krishna. In the Atharva Veda, it is said, Krishna is the son of Devaki Vasudeva. Those who are very much quick to understand everything on the evidence of Veda, Srila Jiva Goswami has given them quotation from Vedas. In Vedas, Krishna's name is there, his father's name is there. Like that. So, God's name, actually there is no God's name. There is name, but he has got so many names. His name is given according to his pastime. It has got meaning. You cannot give any name to God without hearing any meaning. That is a Vedic significance. When you say Krishna, name of God, that means he is all attractive. All attractive means he is not only attractive to the devotees, but to the non-devotees. It is not that Krishna is one-sided. He is attractive to the devotees. No. To the non-devotees. That's why Kamsa. Kamsa was also attracted by Krishna. He was attracted to Krishna at any. There are two kinds of attraction. You can become attracted to somebody as friends as well as any. That is also attraction. If you think of some person, that this man is my enemy, I want to kill him, or I want to do some harm to him, how I shall go, how shall I capture him? He goes on the office and the road, so I can capture him in that way. So many. Just like in America, the president, Kennedy, was killed. So, the man who killed him, he made it a plan, thinking of President Kennedy always. There is attraction. All attraction means, therefore, that Krishna is attractive to everyone, either one is Krishna's devotee or non-devotee. The best example is Kamsa. Kamsa heard that the eighth son of his sister, Devaki, would kill him. Since that time, he became attracted to Krishna. So, somebody is coming in the name of Krishna as my sister's his son, so you kill me. So let me kill my sister, the source of Krishna. So he first of all wanted to kill his sister. That is due to attraction of Krishna. He was very kind to his sister. After the marriage of his sister, he was taking very jubilantly his sister and his brother-in-law in a chariot, and he was personally driving because devotee happened to be younger sister of Kamsa. Naturally, everyone has got some love for younger brother and sister. So he was affectionate. Although he was a devotee, a non-devotee demon, still natural attraction one cannot avoid. It's like a tiger. Tiger is killer of everyone. But still, the tiger or the tigress has affection for the cubs. That is natural. So, he had the natural attraction for his sister, but when he heard that his sister would be the killer of him, he immediately wanted to kill the sister. That story you know, he said it in the Krishna world beginning. So the idea is, Sattam Param Jivai, Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So Vyasa is offering his obeisances to the son of devotee, Krishna. Krishna means all of that. Then, what is that?
Obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, directly indicates Lord Sri Krishna, who is the divine son of Vasudeva and Devaki. This fact will be more explicitly explained in the text of this work. Sri Vyasadeva asserts herein that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all others are his direct or indirect plenary portions or portions of the portion.
Yes, this is the express. I mean, when describing different incarnations, so in that list of different incarnations, Krishna's name is also there. So that they has purposefully explained in that verse that there are so many incarnations. It has been described that Krishna or God has got so many incarnations, just like so many waves of the river. If you have got some experience of the flowing river, you'll find so many waves are coming one after another. So he has got so many incarnations that he cannot count you. It's like if you sit down on the bank of a river and go on counting the waves, and so whole day and night, whole year, whole life is still in the body. Therefore Krishna's another name is Ananta. Ananta means who has no end. Ananta. Anta means end. Everything of us, there is end. Like Krishna has no end. Similarly, his incarnation has no end. So, in spite of so many incarnations, he is full. If we take and try to understand Krishna materially, that is that if he takes from some star, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like that, then the star will be free at a certain point. Krishna is not like that. Purnam, the Veda says, Krishna is Purnam, complete. What kind of Purnam? We understand also complete. But if you want to take something from the complete, gradually it is reduced and ultimately it becomes zero. So Krishna is not like that. There is Veda says, the purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avishyate. He is complete. So many incarnations are coming from him, just like the waves of the river. He still is complete. Purnasya purnasya. From original Krishna, so many incarnations are coming. But he still is there. In the Brahma Sangita, it is stated that Golopayeva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta. Krishna lives at his home Goloka Vrindavan. Chaitanya Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan. So, still he humanity. He expands himself. Akhilatma Vrita. Akhilatma Vrita is throughout the whole creation. He has creation. That is also universe. We are seeing this creation, this universe. There are innumerable planets. Akhilatma-bhuta, in everywhere Krishna is there. He still is existing in his own abode. You cannot imagine. Because we have not such experience. The fact, we are sitting in this room, we are not sitting in the other room. Try to understand the distinction between Krishna and us. But Krishna is here, and he is not only in other room, other building, other city, other universe, everywhere. That is it. It is stated, not that we are imagining, because we take evidence from the Vedic literature. In the Brahma Sangita, it is stated like that. Ekapasavulatetam jagadanna koti jachati vasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastham paramanashayantarastham govindam adiburgam tamangamri. One portion of Krishna. Krishna has direct expansion and expansion of the expansion. Just like Krishna, he is immediate expansion in Balaram. Then from Balaram, the next expansion is Chaturbhuha, Quadrupu, Sankarsan, Vasudeva, Anuruddha, Prabhu. Again, from this Sankarsan, there is another expansion, Narayana. From Narayana, there is another expansion. Again, second status of Sankarsan Vasudeva. Not only one Narayana, but innumerable Narayana. Because in the Vaikuntha Loka, the spiritual sky, there are innumerable planets. How many? Now just imagine, here, in this universe, there are planets. This is one universe. There are millions of planets. You cannot count. You cannot count. So similarly, there are innumerable universes also. That also you cannot count. Still, all these universes taken together is only one-fourth manifestation of Krishna's expansion. In the Vaikuntha law, there is three-fourths expansion. So we cannot count even one planet. How many Krishna's expansions are there? Because he is annantarastham paramanushayantarastham. He is within the atom also. The scientists are perplexed to analyze one atom more and more than finding components. So Krishna, therefore his name is Ananta. Advaita Vasudeva Ananta Anadi Ananta Rupam. He has got multi-forms. Multi-form. So back there will express in the third chapter. So, although he has got all these multi-forms, nobody is lesser than Krishna. But still, that Krishna, the name which appears in this list, he is the supreme personality. All iti chansakalapunsa krishnastu bhagavansam. All other incarnation as mentioned in this news, they are Aṃsa Kala, their directly expansion or expansion of the expansion, expansion of the expansion, so on, there is no limit. That is Krishna. Just like Krishna is in this temple, in other temples also Krishna is there. Not that, because in this temple Krishna is there, he finished. Just like we are present in this room, not in other room. We are finished. It's one room, three. Krishna is not like that. Try to understand Krishna. Therefore, Bhagavad is trying to inform you about Krishna. Beginning, Janmadrasya, Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudeva. Vasudeva, Krishna, I offer. Now, what kind of Vasudeva? Janmadrasya, from whom everything is there. What is that everything? Means birth, sustenance and death. Everything we can understand. Any material object we can understand by these three symptoms. Just like your body, my body, or everyone's body. It has got a date of birth. It continues to live for some time. And there is end. That is called Janmadas. Janmadi, first of all, birth, then sustenance, and this is three summary, but actually there are six. Six is a birth, then living for some time, then growth, then producing something, out of the body, and then dwindling, then finish. Everybody takes birth, then remains for some time, grows also, or changes, different body, and then from the body, some other bodies have also come out. In this way, one becomes old, that means dwindling. And one day will come, everything. Saravika, these kinds, they are called six kinds of transformation. Any material thing you can get, six kinds of transformation. But Krishna has not such transformation. Therefore, he is not of this body. His body is mentioned in the Shastra, Satchidananda Vigraha. So anyone accepting Krishna like ordinary man, then he is arrested. Abhajananti mana mūḍhā mana cintanu mātrita. Krishna says, when the rascal only, they treat me as a human being. This fact, in great rascal scholar, he has mentioned, perhaps Krishna was the leader of an aborigine, and he has been accepted as God. So we cannot study Krishna in that way from the fools and the skills. We have to know Krishna from authority. Just like that, they will explain what is Krishna. First of all, let us understand what is Krishna? Then we enter into the other information of Krishna. It's that if you want to know somebody, you have to acquaint himself with that particular person. Then gradually you can understand that this man is of this position, his financial strength is like this, his influence is like this, like that, like that. So many things you understand. First of all, someone. So, anyone who does not know what is God and what is my relationship, he relationship with us. First of all, at least we must know what is God. Then we can speak something about God. If I do not know what is God, then how can I explain, how can I understand about Him? So, that is a defect. Actually, we search out all process of understanding God. Generally, religion means the process of understanding God. That is religion. Religion without God is just like Hamlet without something. Playwright Hamlet. Religion cannot be without God, the so-called religion. That is cheating. That is, it will be explained in the next part. Dharma prodhita koitama also. Any kind of religion which is going on under the name of religion, but the system has no information of God, that is cheating. Cheating. Because religion means the laws of God. But if you do not know what is God, then how you can know His laws? If you do not know the King, how you can understand the King's laws? Even though we try to understand, let's be scientists, they are trying to understand the laws of God, but because they are imperfect, therefore they cannot understand what is God, in spite of the scientific improvement. They do not ask any scientist, you are a great scientist. Can you say, what is God? The reply will be, no, we don't believe in God. We don't believe. Why? We believe in the laws of God, yes, that we are studying, but the laws mean somebody has made that law. That is our experience. It's like when we understand government laws, we understand also the government has enacted this law. We understand. It's like on the street, when you go, it is written there, keep to the left. It is the order of the government. You have to abide by that. That is obedience to the government. Discipline. Discipline is the first law of obedience. If people do not care for the government's laws, then there will be chaos. So, the present situation is the so-called modern civilization. They have no knowledge of God. Although they are trying to study the laws of God, but they should accept, at least theoretically, there must be God. How I can say God is dead? Because if God is the lawgiver, by His order everything is moving nicely. The sun is rising exactly at the time. The moon is rising exactly at the time. The seasonal changes are taking place exactly in due course of time. Everything is going on. Foods are grown for our humans, for animals. Everything is going on nicely. So how I can say the manager who is managing all these things is dead? How can I say? These are imperfect knowledge, or demonic knowledge, or rascalism. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is against all these rascals. All these rascals. It presents, here is God. Here is God. His name, take His name, take His address. All. That is our conclusion. It is so perfect. We are searching after God. We are giving the name, address, activity, everything, qualities, all. Nam, Roop, Lila, Parikar, Vaishishtra, everything. Ram means name, here is name, Krishna, God's name. Form, here is the form. He can give him enjoyment with Radharani and playing on his flute. Dinum kannantam maravindadalayatasam. But we are not imagining, not that there's artist imagining, the poet imagining. No, we don't do that as tender. We don't do that. It's an information from the Vedas. Krishna, when he was present personally, he played on his flute, the gopi saw, and the Kavaspa saw 5,000 years ago, and the Acharyas took information. That even if you don't believe in the history, then come to Shastra. The Shastra says, Devam Kannantam Aravinda Dalayatasam. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always engaged in playing on his flute. This is a Vedic statement. Devam Kannantam Aravinda Dalayatasam. His eyes are just like lotus petals. Venum kandam tang aravinda dala brahavatam samasitam madhusundaram. He has got a peak of feather on his head. These are the descriptions in the Vedas. He has got a peak of feather on his head. Brahavatam samasitam madhusundaram. His collar is blackish. What kind of blackish? Masitam madhusundaram. It's like a new cloud. Vashidam Sundarangam. But don't think because he's black, he's not beautiful. He's most beautiful. How much beautiful? Kandapa Kotikamanyam Vishesasova. He's so beautiful that if you gather millions of cupids, he still is more beautiful. Please just keep from there. So, the consciousness moment is very nice. He'll be able to understand what is God. And he'll be able to understand what is your relationship with God. And he'll be able to understand how you can go back to home, back to God. Thank you. Thank you.